Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Barker is our guest, a futurist extraordinaire, a legendary around here. He's the author of a bunch of books on that topic, including Future Edge, including Five Regions of the Future, including the classic Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, associated connecting film there, by the way, of that by the same name, which is awesome. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. You've got some news for us on the response to the COVID-19 and the coronavirus virus, which is creating a disease called COVID-19, which is what's killing people. Tell us about it.
Well, here's the thing. This is, in a sense, we're not going to talk about the future. We're going to talk about the present right now. But things that we talked about years ago are now being used so that we can deal with this thing. Example number one, in the UK, researchers are starting to train dogs to smell the COVID-19 on the breath of people.
Wow.
Which will allow them to, at airports and other places of ports of entry, non-invasively, to test instantly for whether this person has been connected with the COVID-19.
I have to push back on you just a little bit, Joel.
Yep.
If you make me bend down and breathe into a dog's nose, that's a little bit invasive.
I guess there's an opportunity to design a special tool for that.
Yeah, okay.
But that's if I can get through the line faster, and they're saying it's, the dog will tell you or not tell you very quickly. The point. So that's cool because that's something you can do all over the world. You know, train dogs and use them that way.
Especially this particular disease, which is such a mean organism, it's such an aggressive and determined organism. It's not like the flu. This is different. This is a real pandemic machine, and we got to beat this thing down.
That's right, and whatever works, we use, and so. The dogs are going to join us. Our old friends, the dogs, are going to help us out.
Yep.
By the way, in Florida, 10 years ago, dogs were first trained to identify melanoma.
Cancers.
Through scent. So that's coming. That's 10 years later, here we have it. Second thing, we have a drug called ivermectin, I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N, which has been checked. It's been used. It's on the market. They've just tested it on an equivalent shape, in other words, not COVID-19, but one of the other coronaviruses, and it is amazing. In 48 hours, it can clear the body of all the viruses.
Wow.
And right now, what they're doing is testing it not as an antiparasitic drug, which is what it was passed over. That's how it got into the marketplace, but as a killer drug to kill the virus when it's inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be stage two. I've got it. Now I get a drug that clears my system of it. Thirdly, we've got a
let me say one thing. I'm going to point one thing out right there, Joel. You were talking about what they're doing to cure this thing. You know, it's important to realize some of the terms. Part of the terms here, when you hear the term novel coronavirus, the point they're making is that's the new one. It isn't the first one. The COVID-19 isn't the first one. It's the 19 one. And so the point is they already know about these things. It's not like these things popped up out of the mist and we never heard of them before. So there is some record of these organisms that's helping us have at least a baseline for how to attack them. I think that's important. Maybe that will give people hope to realize that we're not starting from scratch. What do you think?
I think, and to add to that, we are using technology that didn't exist 10 years ago to do this identification. So, again, the value of the research and the technology that was done a decade ago, when people are saying, but why, we don't need it, it's not a big deal, becomes a big deal. And this is to anticipate the future, especially with pandemics.
And if I can stick one more thing in there, Joel, I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, thank God this didn't happen 30 years ago. Because I promise you, COVID, the coronavirus was a real organism 30 years ago. It existed 30 years ago. Imagine what would be going on right now in the world if it happened 30 years ago.
Well, and I would add one thing to it. This specific one, its specific structure, may not have existed 30 years ago because we also had SARS and MERS, which are coronaviruses, which mutated into a human thing. So we don't know if it was around before or whether
something like it was around. The bats have had it for a long time. But still, the point is we wouldn't have had the technology you're talking about. We wouldn't have been able to respond to it economically. People wouldn't be working from home like they are now.
Correct.
I mean, it would shut the economy down. It would have been similar to a Spanish influenza probably. Anyway, all right, go ahead with the third one.
The third one is a vaccine. So we've talked about the first one is identification. The second is cure it. Once you got it, the vaccine protects you from it. And basically, what they've done is they've taken a SARS-CoV-2. And begun to mutate it so that the vaccine will attack the 19. Mm-hmm. It turns out they use a harmless virus called PIV5 as a carrier, and it carries a protein from the COVID-19 into our cells.
Wow!
And teaches the cells how to destroy it.
Give us a little bit of How about that? Folks, you heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show first from my good friend Joel Barker. And we're going to come back with more of this after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blessington. And by the way, go to joelbarker.com. You'll be smarter when you do. Also, starthrower.com. That's where you find his films.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.